Our government has acceded to pay $100,000 as appearance fee for the Black Stars. Originally, the team was to receive $75,000 as appearance fee. But when the Vice President Kwesi Mesa-Arthur visited the training grounds of the team in Natal ahead of today's encounter with the US, he told the players that government has agreed to pay the amount. This therefore ended the nagging issue between the players and the managers of the team. Vice President Mesa-Arthur assured the players of the unflinching support of government and the people of Ghana.
Yeah, I've come leading a strong government delegation to come and support you, because all the 25 million Ghanaians are supporting you. We know that you will do it. So we have come to show that you have great support at home to win and to go on to the final. When I got here, the minister told me there's some small problem of some small money. The government has decided that you can have it. So all we are saying is that go there and do it for us. Do it for yourself. Do it for Ghana. It is well.
You heard Vice President Kwesi Mesa-Arthur. The captain of the Black Stars, Osamuan Chan, on behalf of his colleagues, expressed gratitude to government and assured Ghanaians of the players giving off their best in the entire World Cup.
On behalf of the players, I would like to thank you so much for your motivation. You know, we heard something right now and we are happy. It's good to have you here. You know, as you can see, training has been successful. You know, we've been to training camp since, and everything has been said and done. And we're going to show Ghanaians, you shouldn't worry at all. You should keep on praying for us and we'll make them proud. Thank you.
You hear the captain of the Black Stars, Osamuan Chan.
Now, football fan Nana Boateng has appealed to the Black Stars team to have mercy on the country and accept the $75,000 the government has promised to pay them for appearance. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Nana Boateng said it is outrageous for the players to now demand $100,000, saying it is unacceptable.
For them, I hear that they are taking $35,000 as they are calling. As for me, I need support idea because Brass also have to look our economy and the situation now so that they should consider the nation in terms of the money that they are taking because I'm saying this. You should know that we Ghanaians are suffering. And the point is, when you are demanding this set of man and you go to work up and you didn't perform or you didn't bring the work up, what do you expect us to do? So, as now, I hear another rumor that they say now they are not going to 75,000 again. They are going to take about $100,000. And this thing is the, that also have to look it. You know, maybe especially the management and the coach and everybody should talk about it, that they should pray for the nation. They are not praying for money. But when you go to work up and you're doing good or you play well, you get a big team and get the money. They should consider us that the nation is very poor now and they should look at some situation we are going through in the town. So me, and once I hear about the last time players also, they are going to see their girlfriend and their wife on the camp. You know, for me, my opinion, obviously, it's not a good idea because you are always with your wife or your girlfriend more than years ago. So in just 1 month, please, you should continue and focus on the game. You know, because if you feel, because you are a man, you know, if your wife or your parents come to you, obviously anything can happen. So they should put that one aside and make sure that they are praying for the nation. Because you have about 24 million population and you have the 23 people. You are going to represent us. We are praying for you. We are doing everything for you possibly. And when you go camp with your girlfriend or your wife, for me, I think the players also should do that thing and focus on the match. Because now every country is focused on what we are doing. So that's what I want to say about it.
Now you heard a football fan, Nana Boateng. A sports analyst and head coach of Ibusuya Dwarfs, J.E. Sapong, has cautioned the Black Stars not to take the U.S. national team for granted as they face each other in today's Group G match. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Coach Sapong said the Stars should not base their hopes on past victories over the U.S. team since their new coach, Jurgen Klinsmann, has made significant changes in his lineup. He advised them to be cautious of their defensive build-up in order to avoid any unpleasant surprises.
It's very difficult to play old foes in tournaments like this, especially so when you're beating them on two different tournaments. Our game against the U.S. game is very, very tight. That means that we have to play above ourselves to be able to contain this team. The team that we played in the two tournaments, have been changed by the German coach. So we are going to meet new faces. We only three of the old guys returning their positions in the team. So that's the team that is also buoyed up, that they want to beat our team for once, so that we don't be their masters forever. It's very dicey, very difficult match, but we hope that our boys will lead up to the billing and then perhaps make Ghana great at the end of it all.
Okay, looking at the performance of African teams in the tournament so far, now it's been 50-50. Cameroon, that we all expected would win, actually lost, and then Cote d'Ivoire won their match. Now, with this kind of experience that we've had so far, how do you think the Black Stars will fare? Do you think this is actually a turn on for the Black Stars or a letdown for us?
Yeah, if you look at the performance of the two African teams, and that even rings a bell in the minds of every supporter. That's why are we going now? But they are from different countries, and we are from another country. Based on that, I think that will bring our boys up to fight the African cause, that is, to live up to expectations, so that the African flag will be lifted. You know, don't forget that in South Africa, we were the only African country to fight to the quarterfinals. And so, I think it's going to begin like this tomorrow. And then another problem is the way the defense will tackle the opponents in their box. Now, referees of the tournament have been instructed that anybody who holds an opponent in the box and then the opponent falls, it should be a penalty outside, like we saw against the first matchup that you played. And it happened again. So, I was very cautious. Although we have been crying about the defense, I was very cautious at the back. And also, keep our eyes like that. We don't rush and say that we are going to beat America 10-0. No. When we get the goal, that's right. Let me build up from there.
Football analyst Coach J.E. Sapo.
Now, football fans are expecting the win from the Black Stars to enhance their progress in the next stage in the tournament.
I'm expecting that we beat the USA, because it's not the first time we are going to beat them if we do, so I'm having hope that we can, so let's just pray.
Yes, but Ghana, this evening, they have a task at hand. That is that they have to try at all means to score USA. It is there and then that we can have assurance that we can go through the group stage.
I wish them the best of luck, and I know USA is coming for a revenge, so Ghana, we should repair. Anything can happen, but I wish Ghana the best. Ghana will win.
I expect Ghana to do well. I know the players have really prepared. They've inside up. We are supporting them with our prayers back at home, and so victory is for the Black Stars.
Probably 3-1. We hope we score the other team 2-1.
Well, I'm expecting them to like win the game. If only we do our homework well, we are really going to win the game. The USA is not an easy side, as Ghanaians are saying. The USA is very easy for us to win. Looking at the group that we have, like Germany, Portugal, it's not easy at all. But I'm thinking that Ghana is going to win this game. I know we're going to win, whether one or two goals, we're going to win.
Oh, I expect that the Ghanaian players will do their best. I'm expecting a 2-1 against USA.
I expect the Ghanaians to win. I know Ghana is going to win by 2-1.
I expect a win. My prediction should be a 3-1 win for Ghana.
I don't expect anything less than a win. We should win.
Definitely. We are going to knock them down. At 2-0 we'll do. That's what we are praying for God to give it to us.
Those were the expectations of football fans in the capital on the upcoming match between Ghana and the USA.
Well, the anticipation and the euphoria is not only in Accra. Let's go to our regions to find out exactly what the mood is. First, we start with our Western Regional Correspondent, Mary Aziz Tunde. Hello, Mary.
Hello.
Now, tell us, what is the mood in the region?
You know what? People are ready for 10 p.m. People are ready to watch the Black Stars play. And then they are also very optimistic that Ghana is going to carry the day at the end of the game. And then another thing is people are predicting different score lines, with most people predicting 3-1, and they say that is the state of the Ghana City as against the U.S. dollar. It's interesting, but people say it's going to be a 3-1 against the U.S. So we're going to carry the day.
So people are really expecting the Black Stars to win. That is, now, before you go, let me ask you again. Now, apart from the football, the BCE is also starting today, or has started today. Now, have you visited some centers? And how was the attendance?
Yes, in the region, a total of 41,000, over 41,000 candidates registered to write the exams. And then in the metropolis, 7,233 are writing at various centers. There are 18 centers, yes. And the report from the news team at the various centers at the moment reports that the exam started on time, and so far nothing unexpected has happened. They said the exam is ongoing, and then maybe by the end of the day we will know what happened.
Okay, has there been any incident recorded with regards to examination malpractice?
So far nothing unexpected has happened.
Nothing unexpected has happened.
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much, Mary Azistunde. That was our Western Regional Correspondent, Mary Azistunde. We are calling all our regional correspondents to find out the mood of people as the Black Stars face USA this evening, and also finding out about the mood of students in the BCE.
We now go over to the Eastern region where Kwame Nkrumah is standing by. Kwame, now, what is the mood in the region towards the Black Stars March?
Well, in the Eastern region here also, you see that people are eager to watch the match in spite of the late hour that the time will be shown, the match will be shown. We saw some people who were appearing in the paraphernalia of Ghana flag, Ghana colors, some in T-shirts, others in caps, others also using bands, and then the neckerchiefs, all showing that they are solidly behind the senior national team, Black Stars. And some were predicting that Ghana is likely to humble their counterpart U.S. team, in the sense that from 2006 up to date, you see that they were defeated in 2006. 2008 also they were beaten. So it's the possibility of being humbled in this year's too. And that one was said by one sports enthusiast called Akwesiba. He was saying that others that I interviewed in town were all showing that too. They are ready to support Ghana Black Stars and hope to come out with an olive leaf. And most of the Americans that we saw also had decorated the Americans with the flag of Ghana, showing that they are all behind our senior national team and praying that they come out with success in this one.
Yeah, Kwame, now away from the football, the BEC has started. Have you visited any center and how has attendance been?
Yeah, the BEC also, we visited other centers. But prior to that, we ourselves went and then looked for news to gather from the regional director of education that 41,582 candidates are being presented for the business schools in the new German, in the eastern region, from all the 26 municipalities and districts in the region. And according to the regional director of education, she and the deputy eastern regional minister, Mavis Amal Frempong, and the municipal chief executive, Dr. Kweku Musiabua, municipal director of education, and the MP for New Jabin South, all of them, they went there to inspect the people and they gave them moral support to ensure that they come out successfully and then pursue further education through the senior high and the technical schools. And everything was going on smoothly. And when I went to Pope John Senior High School, being a center, only one person was absent. And the number of students who are being presented from the New Jabin, from the eastern region here, they are all writing in 154 centers, being supervised by 164 officials. And they include private schools and the public. But the public schools are dominating. The regional director of education, Andre Nakandwige, was saying that there has been an upward adjustment of about 8% in this year's intake.
Kwame, now, apart from one person being absent, has any incidents been recorded?
Oh, no, there hasn't been any incident. So even after this one, I'll go out and then find out from the total number of absentees or any casualty. I'm visiting some two schools, but there wasn't anything like that. As at now, the deputy eastern regional minister, Alexander Frimpong, the regional director of education, and other members of the team are going on visit. They're from Kofodia, they went to Akusi, and from Akusi also, they will touch other areas within the eastern region.
Pamina, I would like to thank you very much for that update. Pamina Nkrumah is our eastern regional correspondent.
And Swala Abdul Wahab is from the Upper West region. Now, Swala, First of all, how's the euphoria in the Upper West region as touching the Black Stars match against USA?
Yeah, I can tell you that the euphoria is picking up. Unlike the previous matches, today a lot of people are preparing themselves for the Ghana-US encounter. I went to town and the excitement has begun. A number of people have bought miniature flags of Ghana and they have mounted them on their motorbikes. Some are holding it, others two have put it on their chest pocket, indicating their support for the Black Stars. I have also visited a number of offices and they have been telling me that they have their support for Black Stars and they will ensure that whatever it takes towards the match, they will do it. In fact,
back here in Upper West, Radio Ghana, Radio Upper West has mounted game center to allow those who do not have access to television to watch the match at the premises of Radio Upper West here. And it is doing that with support with Airtel to give opportunity to people who want to watch the match to do so. But I have sampled the views of people on their expectations about the Ghana-US match, and this is what they have to say.
I expect a win for Mother Ghana, though it's not going to be easy at all. But I strongly have an inner feeling that Ghanaians are going to beat the Americans one more time. We did it in 2006. We did it in 2010. I'm not in any way trying to be complacent, but I strongly believe that they can match us. We are definitely going to beat them.
I think Ghana is going to win against the Americans since we've won against them for consecutively 3 times now. I think we are going to, defeat them.
This time we are beating them with a very wider margin because Ghana was prepared for them. I know America, the USA too, they've also prepared. But God told me that this time is our time. We are bringing the cup to Mother Ghana.
Okay, what I think is that Blatter is going to win against USA today because I believe they are vibrant and they are very strong on the field and tactical.
Wow, that actually...
The expectations of people of Upper West, particularly the national capital, what they expect to happen at the end of Ghana's match with the United States of America this evening.
I can actually see that the expectations of people are very, very high in the Upper West region. Now, starting the BCE, I did learn that the attendance has been very high. Can you confirm this?
That is true. I haven't been able to visit any of the schools yet, but on my way to work this morning, I met a number of candidates who were out as early as 6 o'clock going to their center to take part in the exam. And I will be going around later in the day to find out the attendance and then whether there are any incidents that has taken place, which will not augur well for the exam.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Now, that was our Upper West Regional Correspondent, Swala Abdul Wahab.
We now go over to the Ashanti region, where Nicholas Osei-Wusu has joined us on the line. Nicholas, what is the mood in the region towards Black Stars March this evening?
In Kumasi, the euphoria is not as high as we would have expected relative to what was happening at the same time about 4 years ago, where you see in every five out of 10 vehicles with some of the miniature flags and miniature flags or things, memorabilia, that were relating to either Ghana or the Black Stars. This is not the situation as it is now. Except that when you are walking about in town, you see one out of about 15 people who is wearing anything or something relating to the Ghana Black Stars or having something relating to Ghana indicating their support for the Black Stars. Nonetheless, if you sample views of the resident, the feeling is that people have their full support and backing for the Black Stars to go through the group stage successfully. Just that they are not making it explicit as we would have wanted them to do, as happened in previous tournaments.
Yeah, Nicholas.